Do not look around you to discover other men's ruling principles, but look straight to this, to what nature leads you, both the universal nature through the things which happen to you, and your own nature through the acts which must be done by you. Every being ought to do that which is according to its constitution, and all other things have been constituted for the sake of rational beings. Among irrational things, the inferior is made for the sake of the superior, but rational creatures are created for the sake of one another. The prime principle, then, in man's constitution is the social, and the second is not to yield to the persuasions of the body, for it is the peculiar office of the rational and intelligent motion to circumscribe itself, and never to be overpowered either by the motion of the senses or of the appetites, for both are animal. But the intelligent motion claims superiority, and does not permit itself to be overpowered by the others, and with good reason, for it is formed by nature to use all of them. The third thing in the rational constitution is freedom from error and from deception. Let then the ruling principle holding fast to these things go straight on, and then it has what is its own. Imagine that your life should have rightfully ended now, and therefore live the remainder, this gracious addition, according to nature. Love that only which happens to you and is spun with the thread of your own destiny, for what is more suitable? In everything that happens, keep before your eyes those to whom the same things happened, and how they were vexed, and treated them as strange things, and found fault with them. And now where are they? Nowhere. Why then do you too choose to act in the same way? Why not leave these agitations which are foreign to nature, to those who cause them and those who are moved by them? And why are you not altogether intent upon the right way of making use of the things which happen to you? For then you will use them well, and they will be a material for you to work on. Only look to yourself, and resolve to be a good man in every act. And remember, look within. Within is the fountain of good, and it will ever bubble up, if you will ever dig. The body ought to be compact, and to show no irregularity either in motion or attitude. For what the mind shows in the face by maintaining in it the expression of intelligence and propriety, that ought to be required also in the whole body. But all of these things should be observed without affectation. The art of life is more like the wrestler's art than the dancer's in this respect, that it should stand ready and firm to meet the sudden and unexpected. Constantly observe those whose approbation you wish to have, and what ruling principles they possess, for then you will neither blame those who offend involuntarily, nor will you lack their approbation if you look to the sources of their opinions and appetites. No soul, the philosopher says, is deprived of truth voluntarily. Consequently, it is only in the same way that it is deprived of justice and temperance and benevolence, and everything of the kind. It is most necessary to bear this constantly in mind, for thus you will be more gentle towards all. In every pain, let this thought be present, that there is no dishonour in it, nor does it make the governing intelligence worse, for it does not damage the intelligence, either so far as the intelligence is rational, nor so far as it is social. Indeed, in the case of most pains, let this remark of Epicurus aid you, that pain cannot be intolerable and everlasting, if you bear in mind that it must have its limits, and if you add nothing to it by your imagination. And remember this too, that there are many things we do not perceive as pain, even though they are disagreeable to us, such as unquiet slumber, being too hot or having no appetite. When then you are discontented about any of these things, say to yourself that your courage is failing you. You are yielding to pain. Take care not to feel towards evil in human people as they feel towards their fellow men.